I pin the beautiful king's arms above his head and resume the makeout, massaging my tongue into his mouth and introducing him to the pleasure of submission. His tongue resists slightly, but I can tell by his rapid breathing that he enjoys it. Slowly, I begin grinding my bulge against his abs, masturbating my erect penis against his hard, sun-tanned body. Gentle chills of pleasure radiate throughout my core as I grind and hump against this beautiful male, relishing in the vaguely aggressive exchange of dominance. The duel Soren and I are to have is not one of blades, but one of leaking, erect cocks. This isn't a battle of strength, but one of sexual willpower and perversion. This is the only way to fight an incubus. I break away briefly to glance around us. The glow of the blood glass is intensified, the sinister orb bathing the room in scarlet light. The elder incubi sit still in their thrones, noticeable bulges protruding from their robes between their legs. They watch us from beneath their heavy hoods, massaging their genitals as they enjoy the show. Kaio and Auric are not immune from the sexual energy flooding the temple. Kaio sits atop Auric's lap, facing him and straddling as the two tenderly kiss. His pale fingers lace in and out of Auric's long, dark hair as they embrace. My eyes linger, transfixed on the bewitching sight as my dick pulsates with arousal. Soren takes advantage of my distraction and once again pins me to the floor. He strips off his pants, releasing his ungodly penis from its cage. The long, intimidating organ is thick, girthy, and veiny. It reminds me of a man's forearm. Hard, strong, and imposing. He pulls my underwear down to my ankles before casting it aside, leaving me nude beneath him. My dick rests against my abdomen, a bead of pre-cum glistening in the enchanted light. I was once proud of my dick, but here and now, I feel almost embarrassed to show it to such a powerful man. His cock is so much bigger, so much more potent. He bends over, resting his forearms on the floor as he hovers his body over mine. Carefully and deliberately, he lowers his hips, touching the undersides of our cocks together. A feeling of euphoria erupts into my body as the swollen veins on our dicks touch, and my hips instinctively arch upward, applying more pressure. He begins to grind and gyrate, the two of us commencing a wicked dance of filthy pleasure upon the floor. His cock slides easily against my own, an inhuman amount of pre-cum dribbling down from his meaty tip, lubricating us both. Some may view anal penetration as the pinnacle of affection, but in this moment, nothing seems more intimate than the touching of two penises. Sexual ecstasy consuming us both as the delicate skin is stimulated. This is divine. Soren, my king. The words involuntarily escape my lips as my vision blurs. Good boy, feel yourself slipping away. Let go of your pride. Accept where you belong. Accept what you are. His deep voice radiates all around me. He pulls away unexpectedly, sitting up and ending our depraved embrace. I lie on the ground, gazing up in a drunken stupor as he turns around, moving his ass toward my face and bending over. He spreads his tan, muscular ass cheeks only inches from my face, presenting his beautiful, wrinkled hole before me. Kiss. Worship. The deep command seeps through my ears and directly into my brain. I must obey. I hesitate only briefly before placing a loving kiss against his butt cheek, my heart pounding as I realize what I'm doing. I'm kissing another man's ass. The ultimate act of obedience. I kiss again, and again. I slowly inch toward the beautiful pink center. His opening. His most intimate region. As I approach, I extend my tongue, tasting the wonderful asshole of an incubus for the first time. My wet tongue slips in and out of the ridges, a salty, almost metallic taste flowing into my mouth. I press harder, licking and kissing against the strangely satisfying flavor. Do I simply like the taste, or do I relish in the act of submission and subservience? Is Soren right? Is this what I was born to do? To suckle against the hole of another man, devoting myself to his pleasure? The tip of my tongue slips inside his hole, the flavor intensifying as a grotesque, shameful moan emanates within my chest. This is so perfect. I'm in love.